Yes, sir.
Hi there, David. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Scott wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also, to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. I'm sorry, your well-established company here, a legacy rate. How's your day going so far? Happy Tuesday.
Thanks. Doing really good, man. Just finished up a big bathroom remodel and
catching
up on some estimates at home today, which is super rare.
Yeah, that's nice, though. Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and you know, our job would be to make sure that people who don't already know the name of your company, and of course, therefore not looking for you specifically, but looking for someone who can do what you can do, and typing in keywords related really to any of the services that you provide, our job is to make sure that people see your company and see that website and are able to pick up the phone and call you directly. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get, David, or jobs you do, it's a flat monthly rate. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business, but more importantly, you'll be displayed as a top option because of all of the additional content that we'll create for your company. So everything that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, whether it's known to the public or unknown, we will create that content, all of it talking about your company, your services, your service area, linking back to your website. So everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, to dozens and dozens of other directories, known to the public or not, all of them talking about your services and all of them getting indexed when someone does a keyword search. So that content's going to have you popping up ahead of your competitors. And how far would you go for the right type of work? I mean, you're keeping it fairly close, but kind of the Windsor, Loveland, on a typical basis, how far would you want to go? 30 miles?
I would want to be within 30 minutes.
30 minutes, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, so basically that puts it at Loveland, Windsor primarily.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm basically looking like I've been, you know, busy and I get work everywhere, but I've been,
right,
you know, driving a lot. And so if
I were
to focus on the online market,
keeping
I would
closer.
Want to
yeah.
do, well, I guess Greeley is another one as well.
Okay.
I mean, I live in Greeley.
Okay.
I just know it's not
okay.
it's not a great market as far
right.
as, you know, household income and things like that.
Right.
But, I guess if we could become more established in Greeley and Windsor and Loveland, those would be our top choices.
Perfect. So, and this is going to be ideal for you because it is going to include that local campaign, that local map or the pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. So people within that 20-mile radius will see you as a top option and be able to call you directly. Now, it is a fixed flat rate. As a well-established business over 10 years, you do qualify for reduced pricing. It's actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Now, we would, of course, do the local campaign and getting you into that first page and the local map on Google. You know, you're looking to keep it pretty local. You're not starving for work by any means. We can do Google Ads as well, like the AdWords or pay-per-click campaign. We could do that as well. It's a little bit pricey these days. Google raised their requirements for what businesses need to do to qualify for that as far as how much you have to spend. But Facebook ads would be a good way to get you found by people in your area. Real affordable, probably 10 times less in most cases than what a click on Google would cost. So even something like $100 on Facebook ads would easily cover that 20-mile radius for the entire month, and I might even see some rollover in that following month. But, you know, the way that would work is people not necessarily looking for your services specifically, but when they're on their Facebook page, their live stream, they'll see an ad, and if they click on it, they're only doing that because they're pretty interested. And, of course, they can ask to call you directly or whatever the case might be with those different options that they have. So we would be able to do the Facebook ads as well on top of that local campaign. It's just an extra $100 to do those Facebook ads. With the Facebook ads included, with the 50% reduction in the cost of the program, dropping what would otherwise be $5.99 down to $2.99, that would be the exact amount, that flat rate, and that would include the Facebook ads.
Okay. I wouldn't be interested in the Facebook ads. I'm
okay.
Familiar with that whole aspect and process of things.
Gotcha, gotcha. But that local campaign, you know, getting you verified and recognized by Google and Bing and then a website popping up. Now, is it nightanddayservices.com? That's how Scott's got it typed in here. Okay. And, and of course, the NIGHTANDDAY and then services, plural, with the S at the end of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, every time I try to pull it up, it just times out. Have you had any issues with your website currently?
No.
Okay. It might be on my end. Let me see if I can pull it up over here. But, you know, a website, of course, is only good when people see it, right? Most people don't go past that first page. So any investment that you've made in getting that website created is really going to pay off for you when people are able to see it on that first page. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local pack or from individual directories. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So what is the – okay. Yeah, I did have a couple of questions.
Sure,
I guess the first one is as far as the branding that I'm working on. So Night and Day Services is offering a lot of services. So we have everything from bathrooms and kitchens and deck building and, like, fence staining.
Yeah.
So does it hurt your SEO optimization to have so many different services to be a top-ranking page, or is it better to be specific for one particular service?
Right. So, you know, the best part about this is you will not be limited by keyword or search phrase. And to answer your question directly, it really doesn't matter how many services you provide. Of course, the more services you provide, the more competition you have, you know. And obviously not everyone is going to be able to do everything that you do, but for any service that you provide, there's somebody out there, more than one somebody out there, who would provide that same or similar service, although they might not be able to match you in the entire broad spectrum of the services you can provide. You've got different competitors that will be providing services. So you're not really going to be limited by the keyword or search phrase. And what does help your ranking is where Google can index that you actually provide that service. So the businesses that are on the first page, they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they have a bigger company, or because they do the best job in town. They just have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So as long as you have more directories, you can have more keywords and more search phrases. So like I said, on almost 70 different directories, everything that Google indexes, when someone does a keyword search, we will be able to talk about your services. And then, of course, anything that someone types in relating to those services, even misspellings and things like that, you can still be found for those types of searches. So you want to be able to be showing up for as many different keywords and search phrases as possible, as long as it's a service that you provide.
Okay. Got you. So the more content online and directories that you listed in.
Yep, exactly. The quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directories, submissions that Google indexes. You know, a lot of businesses might have a Facebook page and a Yelp listing or super pages or something like that, but most businesses, even most so-called SEO companies, would not know to create, you know, Telnav, Opendi, Point.com, RatedAll, About Us, the stuff that most people don't know exists. And, of course, we don't create that content so your customers can find you there. We create that content because the search engines on Google and Bing pretty much instantaneously see the content that's out there. And even if it's a directory that no one ever uses, but Google looks for and indexes that content, talking about your services and service area, all of that helps you to get on that first page in that local map.
Sure. Okay. Awesome, awesome. Very interesting. And so then I guess my other question is, if we were to, you know, work with you guys, you basically, so you're doing like SEO optimization.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To kind of sum it up. So does that include, would you make modifications or suggest modifications to the website?
We could make suggestions, yeah. If it were a website that we built on our own, we would make updates and changes, and you know, the hosting, maintenance, and updating would be included at no additional cost. I have not yet even been able to pull up that website, but you know, obviously it's an existing website. It's hosted somewhere else. It was created by someone else, so we would not be able to make any changes to the website itself. Again, what we do is called the off-page optimization. Everything that's not on the website itself, all of the content that we'll create to link to that website, that's going to get you on that first page. But we can take a look at that website and kind of, you know, look for the things that, that matter most to Google. But I assume it is HTTPS. The S means secure. And again, without being able to pull it up myself, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm logging in right now to. I'm getting onto the host page right now to see what's going on, because it was working this morning and everything was totally fine, and then I shared it with a lot of we might be having a higher traffic than normal. Views this last 30 days we got like 6,500 hits on our social views. Site visits was like 136.
Those are pretty solid. Yeah, decent. I mean, you know, and what I was saying is that Google really cares about only two things in a website: HTTPS, the S meaning that it is a secure website. Most websites are, and then of course it needs to have. Well, it needs to be mobile optimized. It needs to reformat, stack on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. And I'm sure your website does that as well. So it looks like it's pulling up this time, I think.
Oh, let's hope so. Let me. I'm about to click the update button as well, because I'd really like you guys to see it. It's a good website, and I've been going through the process recently of keyword optimization and everything, and researching the trade name, because I'm basically thinking that I might start another website that's specifically for the deck building, just so I can have a specialty service, because I feel like it gets kind of confusing when I'm advertising
so many different things. Do you have a preference? I mean, not necessarily your bread and butter, what you're doing the most of, but what would you want to do the most of? If we sent you one specific type of work, or you know, a handful of different services, what would you want to see the most work coming to you, the most opportunities? Is it the deck?
I'm kind of torn. So the decks primarily, but the thing is that we're limited by weather. So
right, of course.
The decks are definitely the most profitable out of all of the projects. So basically where the money is where I'm looking at. You know, I've done handyman work for 20 years, and there's really not a lot in handyman work. So I'm just doing more of the bigger projects. So primarily, you know, deck building, but I think this time of year we want to focus on bathroom remodels.
Right.
And come spring, we're going to focus on fence staining and deck staining and, you know, the exterior staining and deck building.
Got it. So fences, too.
Yeah.
You said building. What about repairs?
It's kind of a liability with repairs. I mean, I've done lots of them in the past, but...
Right.
We're really steering away from that. I feel like they're not ideal clients either, because they tend to be in that handyman realm of wanting to save money rather than we're looking for high-end high-end customers, and it seems like a lot of repairs.
I mean,
unless
a tree fell on your fence and damaged it that way, if it's starting to fall apart, it's starting to fall apart everywhere. You know, you don't want to just fix it over here and have it break down over there a month later. So yeah, it makes more sense. I mean, obviously you're looking for the bigger, more profitable job. So you know, the bathroom remodeling, deck building or fence building, obviously weather permitting for some of those things. And that's the other thing too. You know, we want to make sure that we're promoting the work that you're able to promote in the time of the year that you're doing that. So you're getting the right types of phone calls. The content that we create, we're always able to update it or change it, add more photos and things like that wherever possible to make sure that you're being seen by the people that you're wanting to do the work for. The other thing that I did want to mention here, there's normally a one-time setup fee here, but you're an established company. You'll always be an established company. So the legacy rate, it does reduce the cost of the pricing for the month-to-month service, but you've also got a website too, that we would not have to build. So I'd be willing to reduce the setup fee and actually take $200 off of the one-time setup fee. So it would just be a $99 setup fee that, of course, attaches to only that first month. The first month would be with the setup fee and the subscription $298, and then every month after that it would drop down to that fixed flat rate of
$199. Okay, then next month, so basically it's $199 a month.
Yeah, and that's an exact amount what you can expect it to bill. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, you're not paying a percentage of your profit or anything like that. So that is an exact amount.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's great. And then is that so what if I had two websites, but they're both operating under Night and Day Services? Or is this like a per website kind
no,
of thing?
No, I mean, we would be able to well, for your Google listing, we would have one primary website, but, you know, we can also list that secondary website too. But it gets a little tricky if it's the same business name, the same business phone number, the same business address, or even if there's no address showing physically online, what Google recognizes to be your central location, because they do want for the local listing for just to be local businesses. So they won't verify a post office box or a personal mailbox, because those can be rented by someone outside of town. So of course Google wants to make sure that you're an active business and that you're in a local area. So it does get a little bit tricky when you start listing different websites at the same location, especially if it's linked to the same phone number. That type of thing historically has confused the search algorithm. But if you would like, we would have a different number that would forward to your existing phone number. So you wouldn't have to get a different number, but it would have kind of a tracking number on that website, and that way the calls are coming specifically for that website and from the service that we provide. And then Google has actually encouraged tracking numbers. Well, it's been about 2 years now, but I've been with this company myself almost 9 years. So I remember when, you know, tracking numbers were the worst thing you could have, but now Google encourages it. So like I said, a lot of stuff changes.
Okay.
Big changes fairly often, but small changes even more frequently. As we are a Google Premier partner, we're always updated to what those content changes are, big or small.
Gotcha. And then do you guys generate content?
Well, on the directories that we create, yeah, but like I said, we're not going to make the changes for your website. We will talk to you about the services you want to be found for, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept. We'll also ask you if you've got a mission statement or a motto, a tagline, a slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we will use that content not only to talk about your services, but to talk about your company. You know, you want it to read nicely for the potential customer, not just a bullet point list of the services that you provide. So we'll absolutely create that content for you.
Okay, got you. But you wouldn't make like ads or anything, or
well, you know, we
like posting updates about the our latest project, kind of.
So on your Google listing, there is what amounts to a blog post on the listing itself, and we would be able to either renew it or update it and change it once a week. We're able to do that. So if you're offering a specific discount, let's say a senior discount or a military discount or a reduced pricing on a specific project, you know, spring rolls around, you know, if you want to do like 10% off of a fence or something like that, whatever it is, we'll be able to do that right on your Google listing, which is, that's where people are going to see it. You know,
that's
what's going to get people to pick up their phone and give you that call. So we are going to be able to create that content. Like I said, I don't think that we are doing Google ads here at $300 a month or the Facebook ads even. You said you didn't want to do that. But for the local campaign, we'll create the content and update that content and the blog posts where possible.
Sure. And then would I also have access to that? Like right now I'm a Google business and I just, you know, post like updates on new projects. I mainly just kind of use it as a blog and post like the latest project we finished and do different types of videos. And I just recently got a video drone and stuff, so I'd like to do a lot more like aerial shots of the decks and everything, and you know, kind of have more content on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. So you will always have access to that. In fact, if you did not already have a Google listing, we would set that up with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access. Okay. So we're only going to ask for the managerial access so that we can update that and add additional content and things like that. But you'll always have access to the content that we create. And most of that you can access directly through your client dashboard. So that's your tracking and your reporting, of course, but you can request content changes, you can upload photos and things like that even directly through your client dashboard.
Oh, okay. And you guys so you're saying that you operate as like a third party manager of it, so you basically have your own login information and I sent the access.
We have a dedicated website. It's my.localsplash.com. That's your client dashboard portal. You've got 24/7 access to that. Of course, a lot of times people are just going to go on there and see how many calls they're getting or how many, you know, clicks they're getting or what keywords they're listed for. But some of our clients do that to proactively request content changes and things like that.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Because, yeah, that was one other thing is to kind of help. And so I'm really interested, by the way, just to give you a heads up. It's basically what I was looking to do, and I'm currently in the process of, updating keywords and doing the optimization through. We use GoDaddy as the host.
Oh, yeah.
And it has some options on there for SEO optimization, quarterly optimization, and things like that. And I'm just in the middle of running through that.
I like the GoDaddy sites. The GoDaddy sites are Google compliant. So they do meet the criteria that Google looks for. And Scott put it in the notes that this was on your list of things to do. So it seems like this is perfect.
Yes, exactly. No, for sure. And I keep getting more things on my plate. So I'm, it's definitely something that I would be considering outsourcing.
I mean,
we can keep things going. I got some estimates I got to get done. So, but I mainly want to focus on getting the website finished.
Okay.
And, there's just a couple of things that I had on my list because
for you to focus on for sure. And then our job would be to make sure that website pops up where people can see it. You know, I talk to business owners a lot and they're like, you know, I've got this great website, you know, my web developer, you know, I think it was a fair price. I spent $4,000 on it. And I look at the website and it's great. I hear that every now and then from someone who thinks the nicer their website, the more calls they're going to get. And I try to tell them, you've just got a website. And it's only going to work it's a business card. It's a digital business card. You have to tell people to look for it or they'll never find it on their own. It, you know, it's the digital equivalent of on a dirt road. I mean, most people don't go past the first page, so they'll never know that you've got this wonderful website floating out there somewhere. It's lost at sea. We need to anchor that to the first page because that's where people are looking. They're like, nah, I spent $5,000 on my website. My web developer is going to, like, that was true 5 years ago. Meta tags, keyword density, schema markup, all the stuff that you can build into a website. That used to be enough to get a business on the first page. But I mean, now, you know, 2022, most business owners have a website. Most consumers search on their smartphone. In fact, when that officially crossed over and it never went back, you know, more people look on a smartphone than they do on a computer. Google penalized the websites that weren't mobile optimized. If they didn't restack on themselves and reformat for that smaller screen and just the downward scroll, if there was pinching and sliding and left to right, you know, those websites, even our clients, their websites fell off the first page. So we had to make those changes and even redo what we do websites. So, you know, nowadays, if you've ever seen a Google My Business website, it's a one-page website, plain white background, basically bullet points for the services. That website, although not exactly consumer-friendly or conversion-driven, it's still Google-compliant. It's what Google wants to see. And even those websites with the right off-page optimization can be on that first page and get phone calls, whereas that fancy website that no one ever sees, you know, unless you tell them this is my website, look at it, it's not going to get you phone calls. What we're talking about here is it's the digital equivalent of the old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. That playing field is the first page of Google.
Sure.
Even a brand new company with a very bare bones website, if you're on that first page, you can get phone calls, right? Whereas that fancy website, no one's ever going to see it. So this is to get your company, get your website or websites right where people would see it and call you directly. And it is night and day services with the AND, not the symbol for the word and, right?
Yeah, it's all spelled out. NIGHTANDDAYSERVICES.com.
And I've
done the same there. They finally popped up on my end. I don't know.
It did. Let me try it again on my end too. And then you're service based, so you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, right? So there it is. Yeah, I don't know what you did, but it took not even a split second for me to, once I hit enter, it popped up right away.
good. Must have just been a hiccup this morning.
Yeah, I guess so. Nice to see it. And yeah, like I said, it is, I mean, like I said, you know, Google compliant. Of course, it's a GoDaddy site. I did see a physical address for you though, the 13203 Holly Street Unit B, but that's not necessarily an address that you would want promoted for your business online, right? No one ever does come to you there?
Yeah, not necessarily. And we also relocated. We just moved to, Evans. To the Greeley area,
so we're no longer
in Thornton.
Okay, gotcha. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is, of course, a good number for us to contact you regarding your account.
Yes.
And it is the same number on the website, call or text. And then did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those. I would say text message and email. Email is probably the best for communications, and text is just like a quick reminder, like if there's a deadline or something to get something submitted.
Sure.
I respond fastest to text because I'm usually up on a ladder or have saws going. And it's very rare that I actually get to answer the phone.
No kidding.
So
I guess
I'm trying to –
lucky to get you on the phone.
Yeah.
Then. And then, David, what is your last name?
L'Esperance.
Can you spell
L-E-S? That? Sure. L-E-S-P-E-R-A-N-C-E.
I probably would have guessed with an O-N-C-E. I'm glad I asked. And then I was looking on the website for an email address, and, of course, you do have that lead capture form, but no physical email. This would, again, just be for us to contact you regarding your account.
Sure.
So it could be a personal email, but what is a good email address for you or for your business?
homeservice303@gmail.com.
Okay, so homeservice303@gmail.com. Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule what we call the client interview, the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and, like I said, make sure that we know all the hours of operation and things like that. I also will read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does actually get recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing both the cost of the service, reducing the cost of the subscription. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay.
Sure.
Give me just a second, David, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. And I did see on the email the 3508 15th Avenue in Evans. That's the address that you're talking about now? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. David, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Night and Day Services.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. L'Esperance, please state your name and your official title within the business.
David L'Esperance, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, David, as the owner and operator of Night and Day Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, David, are you also an authorized user on that account as well? Okay.
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, as you might well imagine, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people contact you, that they reach out to you by phone or fill out the contact form on your website, and of course, since we'll need to speak with you periodically, we do specifically request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, text messages, and phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. David, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for your business. Equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We do, if anything new comes along, we just want to let you know so that we can make sure that your business information stays accurate. I saw on the website Night and Day Services, Inc., so it is incorporated, but you don't want the Inc. to appear in the branding of the business, right?
Yeah.
Just Night and Day Services. Yeah, and that's kind of why I was asking. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure no physical address appears widespread for the business. We'll make sure that there's no ink anywhere. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Sure, sure.
Okay,
yeah, we incorporated, I want to say, last year,
okay,
or possibly the year before, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be staying with that entity. We might go back to an LLC just because it's
I gotcha.
Basically,
yeah.
The S-Corp. The S-Corp is,
right.
You know, learning more through the accountant that the S-Corp, you can elect it as an LLC and you don't have
right.
to be incorporated.
Yeah.
So we may end up switching back.
And that's one of the reasons why I say, you know, leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs and just go with the main business name. Because those things do change. And I think, from a, consumer standpoint, I think it's clearer without the Inc. or the LLC. Those types of things can confuse people, or, you know, most people know that LLC is limited liability and things like that. So I think, you know, mm-hmm. the way that you want it branded, night and day services, is the best way to go. I agree with that. And in fact, if anyone ever asks me on my opinion, that's what I say. Now, with the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 1st of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 1st of the month at the further discounted rate of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, mm-hmm. not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon mm-hmm. Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. Now, yeah, absolutely. Now, this is at will. You may absolutely stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, or pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. L'Esperance, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. David, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Almost, not quite. I understand all of the terms. As far as the date, I wouldn't be looking to start things today. So basically where I'm at is that I would have you email me over this information and a link to the website and content, like a phone number and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably the ability to make the payment online. But this week I need to organize these websites and get a couple of things off of the list so that I can be ready to start the advertising.
I gotcha.
The Google.
I hear you. So you're planning on doing that this week. Okay. So I'd be able to do here, and keep in mind, you know, like I said, we are not able to work with competing businesses, but when the positions become available, our job is to find a good company, someone who can take on more work, mm-hmm. someone who has no bad reviews, someone who we can promote into that particular position. But I know that you've got some changes that you want to make and some things that you want to do this week. If I were able to push your billing date out a week, then it would not bill on the 1st of April. It would bill on the 8th of April, and then it would bill on the 8th of the month moving forward. But since this is a position that we're actively filling, is that something that you would want? Would that be fair enough?
I would be interested, probably more towards the 14th, would be ideal for the billing cycle.
For future billing? Okay. So,
yeah. So the one thing that I really need to get straightened out on my end mm-hmm. is that, I primarily do want to focus on the deck building. Being
right.
that it's spring, we do our design
yeah.
consultations this time
yeah.
of year.
Got it.
And so I need to, I had the page pulled up yesterday. I talked with the Secretary of State yesterday about setting up my
okay.
It's not a DBA. It's a trade name authorization.
Gotcha. Sure.
And so I would be doing a trade name as a deck building company, and I already have
okay.
the name and the website all figured out. I just need
okay.
to purchase the name, purchase the website, set up the bank account, and then we could look at having the unique phone number specifically
okay.
for the decks.
Sure.
And I think I just want to kind of throw everything, all of the momentum and focus
into
at the you know, our primary service, which is the deck building.
Got it. So,
other question too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to interrupt
okay.
you.
No, go ahead. It's totally fine. Didn't know there was another question.
The last question. So basically, if I'm doing, it's not a new company. It's just a new trade name.
Right.
So would that still fall under the established, it's Night and Day Services,
yes,
operating under the trade name Deck Builders?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That, you would still qualify for the legacy rate. And again, that legacy rate is for established businesses. It's still under the umbrella of Night and Day Services.
Mm-hmm.
So you would still and always will qualify for the legacy rate. Again, you're already an established business. You will only continue to be more established, so that rate will never go up. Now, if I can get my supervisor to allow me to push your billing date out and future payments to the 14th, that's less than 2 weeks from today. If I can allow him to do that, I would let him know that you're willing to get started today, and I would let him know that you're working on a website and that you're kind of relaunching the focus of the business to Dex, and that's why I'm asking him to push it out 2 weeks. If he allows me to push out that future billing to the 14th, would we still be able to get things set up and get things started today?
Yes. My only hesitation is to give a credit card number over the phone, just because you guys called me. That's just a rule of mine that I never do.
Sure.
So I would just need to go through the website or an email.
Yeah, let me do this
for collecting payment information.
Yeah. Well, I want you to feel pretty comfortable in doing this, and I've been with this company 9 years, and I don't think I wouldn't even say half of nine, so maybe four, maybe five times in those 9 years has anyone who said I want to fill this out online ever actually went through and did it. So I always just hear, oh man, here we go again. And I apologize. It's not,
sure,
it's not anything that you've done, obviously, but it's just, maybe.
You've been in business a while. I know how it is.
Maybe 30 or 40 people, maybe once a month, maybe 10, 12 times in a year, someone says, just send me the invoice and I'll fill out my information. Or mail me the invoice and I'll send you a check, in which case I say, well, we only do that with a 3-month commitment and there's an extra $10 check processing fee. No problem. Mm-hmm. Send it out to me and I'll get that check to you. And I always check with my finance department. And did we ever get that check? No. So it doesn't really happen often. But, I want to send you a link to our pricing page. I can do it right now. I just found it in the drop-down box on the SMS on the computer. But it's going to localsplash.com/pricing. So if you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, big blue letters across the top, it says take control of your online presence. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I just got a notification. Let's see, Amazon. Okay, it's a text message?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I do have that information.
All right. So, like I said, tracking your success is a big part of that, 24/7 access to your client dashboard. One thing I didn't mention is that you can actually monitor your reviews. There's a separate review tab on your tracking system, and you'll have reviews. I mean, we are creating almost 70 directories. Almost 80% of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Foursquare, Manta, wherever those reviews populate, they'll repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So in one place, you can request reviews and respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of manage your online reputation. We have been in business, like I said, for 17 years. Since 2004, we got a 4.9 out of 5-star average client satisfaction rating, being that it's month to month and you can cancel at any time. We have to keep your phone ringing for you to be a satisfied client. We are Google partners. We're Google Premier partners. That's the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with over 5 years ago to provide professional management of these types of services, especially the Google paid ads. And even if we are not doing Google paid ads here, there's still a big benefit to working with a Google Premier partner. Of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. But that very colorful and recognizable Google logo that you see in a box that says Google Premier Partner, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. Anybody could do that. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on there, and you can see right on Google.com that Local Splash is a Google partner. So No one can get you on that first page faster than a Google partner. And if you scroll down a little bit more, you can see the different packages listed here. So we are talking about essentially the pro package. That is a 50% reduction in the cost of that pro package. Like I said, not the $399 or the $499. It would be the $199 as a fixed flat rate. And like I said, I would take $200 off of that one-time setup fee.
No, that's great. Okay. And what is your address for local Splash?
Our physical address, we're located in California.
Okay. That's the one on, what's it, Slater Ave?
Correct.
Okay. No, that looks good, man. It's all pulling up and checking out and everything. So, okay. No, everything looks good. I think that, and I'm waiting on a check from the client for the bathroom remodel.
Okay.
I should be getting that, I believe, Thursday is when I'm going back to collect the check and seal the grout. So,
okay.
Yeah, hopefully we get it done sooner than 14 days. I'd love to get things running, you know, 7 days, like this time next week. And
right.
That'll give me time to get the site set up because I'm
yeah.
home this week to get
okay.
all of these, all of this office stuff done. So I would
so
love to get the site set up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
We are
so we'll...
on the page and I just did the logo and everything.
Okay.
So I just need to, buy the .com.
Got it.
And then link the accounts together, you know, maybe transfer some of the reviews, because
yeah.
I do have reviews on Google Business and I have reviews on Facebook, but they're not, I don't know, interchangeable, I guess. It's only
right.
shown as three
yeah.
there and five
yeah.
there. I would like to, you know, group them all together.
Right. Okay. So let me get a quick message out to my supervisor and let me ask if I can, I think he will. It's less than 2 weeks, but let me make sure that he's going to allow me to push out that future billing, to the 14th. And then I'll take a look at that client interview calendar as well. And this is about a half hour phone call. We schedule by the hour, but you don't have to be in front of a computer and the call itself really only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, I was looking
okay.
at the website before. Let me pull that back up. So the hours of operation here, that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Do you accept all forms of payment, cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, or?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't do Venmo. I had a previous company that's tied to the Venmo account, so that's been
oh.
pain in the ass trying to get
yeah.
Venmo to switch it over because
you're not
it's
the first
tied
person
to the phone
to say that. Yeah, you're not the first person.
yeah,
gotcha.
It's been a long process, but we still have PayPal and accept credit card, check, cash.
Okay, perfect. There. Okay, and then let's see. Do you know the domain? I think you said you purchased the domain already for the decks for the deck build.
I haven't yet. I have it in my box, in my shopping cart. So
okay.
I just needed to establish the trade name, and then I would purchase the website. But I already have my logo and pictures and branding.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All of those things. So I would like to take the deck building stuff off of Night and Day Services and just
and
have that be the home.
Separate.
Additions and remodels, and then
right.
we'll just have all of the deck building on specifically a branded specialty trade
website.
Just
what
the deck.
What about the name that you would want us to promote? I mean, it's still under the umbrella of Night and Day Services, but you did mention wanting to promote a different name for the decks, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that one, we would be looking at Colorado Deck Builders.
Colorado Deck Builders, okay.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I was doing when I was looking at purchasing the website. That was one of the premium sites, being that deck building was a really high-ranking Google search.
Yeah.
So I felt like that would be a good way to go and making the optimization process a little bit easier. You know, having the deck builder in the title, and then I want to do separate pages
right.
for separate areas.
Yeah.
So that we can optimize by location.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely this is the time for that. And you did say those deck, Colorado deck builders, plural, right, with the S at the end?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And essentially everything's still the same address, the 3508 15th Avenue for now, the phone number that we've got,
yes.
the 8868. Okay. Oh, hang on a second.
Yes.
I just heard that chime. He says, Paul, okay, that's totally fine if you want to push out the billing, to the 14th. Okay. So let me do that then. And
sure.
then, so just to amend that, that one part there. So it will bill today on the 1st of March for the very discounted total amount of $298.00 with recurring billing on the 14th of the month beginning April 14th at the further reduced rate of $199. That is a fixed flat rate that will never go up. It is an exact amount. Of course, everything else still applies with the contacting our client support team. If you want to pause the service, we ask that you do that 3 days prior to, in this case, the 14th.
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, was that a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's going to be a Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
Any middle initial in that card?
No.
No. And then the business name in this case is the Night and Day Services, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you did say that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
And then that's the last thing. I just wouldn't want to do the card over the phone. But I can enter that, you know, through the link.
Okay. So... let me generate that invoice now. Everything does get secure and encrypted, by the way. I would only be able to see just the last four digits. Anybody who would be able to have access to this would only be able to see the last four digits of the card. But let me just go ahead and take a moment here to create that content, generate
sure.
that invoice out here for you.
Okay.
How was your conversation with Scott? He's kind of a happy guy, high energy guy.
Yeah, he's good.
All right, so I'm just putting in the reduced pricing here. All right, so I've created that initial invoice and then sent the email out to you. So you should be able to
okay.
access the invoice number is 745023. Now, it's been a long time since I've actually tried to walk someone through this process, but I believe, let me put you on a brief hold and see if we've updated anything on our system here. As to the easiest way that is you can access that.
And, Paul, can I grab your contact information?
Yeah.
Your phone number and stuff?
Yeah, 877-635-6225.
635-6225. Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah, I am running a local campaign with a local magazine in the Windsor area that is starting on the 14th as well. So I want to, you know, get all of this stuff, you know, optimized and put together and ready to go. So when it starts running, you know, when they're searching in Google, it's coming up top ranked. So that the timing is perfect. The timing is really good. So I'm definitely excited to, you know, pull the trigger on everything. I did all my research throughout the week and have everything lined up and ready to go as far as registering trade name and getting the business account set up, you know, in the next couple of days. And yeah, and then we'll be good and ready on my end. You want to open your sandbox? Here, let me move this trampoline. There it is. Sandbox. Mm-hmm. Look at all the sand. Let's get your sweater. All right, keep the sand in the sandbox, okay? Sand stays in the sandbox. Here, put on your sweater. Let's see, this arm goes here. Push, 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 push. There we go, there's one. Let's get your other one. I'll do it. There you go. Bye-bye buttons. We got the zipper. You want your hoodie on?
Hoodie on?
You want that on?
On.
Let's tuck your hair in there. Tuck it in. Tuck it in. There we go. You all warm? Okay, good job.
Milk, drop.
Yeah, keep the sand in the box. You're going to spill it.
Car.
Mm-hmm, car.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Michael.
See you, Daddy.
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right.
All right.
Go. 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 Go.